The president goes to work on a new plan for jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Steve Chiotakis. President Obama visits Northern Virginia Community College just outside Washington today. He's set to announce an expanded job training program aimed at boosting manufacturing. Our education correspondent Amy Scott is with us live from WYPR in Baltimore. Amy, why talk about growing manufacturing jobs at a school, a community college?
Well, because that's where a lot of vocational training takes place. But critics say that students often spend a lot of time and money on job training and then find that they can't get a job. So the White House is teaming up with manufacturers and community colleges to create a new standardized credentialing system so that someone who studies, I don't know, welding in Virginia can take that credential to an employer in, say, North Carolina. I spoke earlier with Thomas Bailey with the Community College Research Center at Teachers College. He says community colleges typically have good relationships with local employers.
So if you have an institution that provides credentials that don't take a long time and at a reasonable cost to the student, at least, then I think those are certainly attractive sites to begin that type of an effort.
But Amy, we hear all the time that American manufacturing has been on a slow decline. So are there going to be enough jobs?
Right. Well, manufacturing has actually led the economic recovery with more than 230,000 new jobs in the last year and a half. That's, of course, a fraction of the jobs lost in the recession. But the White House also points out that there are more than 2 million older manufacturing workers likely to retire in the next 10 years. So we'll need new workers to take their jobs.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.
Job one on Wall Street is breaking out of the slump. The numbers took a beating just before the close, and the Dow tumbled to a loss of 19 points. Just as Fed Chairman Bernanke was delivering a bleak outlook on the sluggish recovery, today European markets have followed that lead. Stocks in London, Paris, and Frankfurt all down around 1% this hour. And now let's do some more numbers. 192.203.201.237. That happens to be what's known as our IP address. You type marketplace.org, the web magically converts it. Soon, there may be a whole new world of web numbers. Big and small internet players are taking part today in the largest one-day test of a new internet. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins addresses this.
We've got so many devices that use the internet that we're running out of ways to connect. A next-generation system has tons more space, but isn't widely used. It's called Internet Protocol Version 6. The test today sounds even catchier, IPv6 Day.
Not just IPv6 Day, World IPv6 Day.
Martin Levy is with internet service provider Hurricane Electric. Today, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, and hundreds of others are testing the V6 system. Most users shouldn't notice a problem.
Unless there is a configuration issue.
If that happens, you won't be able to get to the websites of test participants. Michael Van Norman is director of network engineering at UCLA.
The reason the providers have all decided to do this on the same day is so that none of them are disadvantaged by looking like they're broken while their competitors look like everything's fine.
Van Norman says it's important to work out the kinks. UCLA, for one, will be rolling out the system in its dorms this summer. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
Crystal ball gazing time at the World Bank again. They're forecasting what may happen in the global economy in the next couple of years. Yeah, somebody's got to do it. Marketplace's Scott Tong is in Washington. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Bob.
I see the headline forecast, global economic growth 3.2% this year, then up to 3.6% the next couple of years. What's the thinking behind these global thinkers?
Well, the thinking is the main engine is the developing countries. The view from the World Bank is the emerging countries are past the financial crisis. They've rolled the rock up to the top, and now it's back kind of to business as usual in a lot of these countries. That stands in big contrast to the rich countries, growing at 2 to 2.5% compared to maybe 6% in the emerging countries, because we, the rich countries, have the biggest hangover from the financial crisis. Here's economist Andrew Burns of the World Bank.
High-income countries, having been at the nexus of the financial crisis, having been most involved in the excesses, if you wish, of the boom period, have the largest amount of restructuring to do.
And Bob, here's the euphemism alert. The rich country problems, according to the bank, include fiscal sustainability questions. In other words, deficits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take that. What's the biggest risk they see going forward? Middle East, other financial forces?
For now, the Middle East crisis, they say, has been contained as far as impacting the world economy, but they're really watching oil prices. If there's any kind of supply shock and oil goes up, say, $50 a barrel, then for us, you know, our gas might go up to $4.75, $5, and the same effect would be felt around the world. So far, a relatively containable impact, small effect on the world.
I didn't hear any mention of record food prices. We've heard a lot about that. Are they worried about that?
They think about it a lot. The big question is the relationship between food and energy. You need fertilizer, which is petroleum. You need to transport food, which is also petroleum. And that adds to the input costs. And the World Bank is worried that we could see this prolonged inflation push, as they called it, higher prices, unless farmers can be more productive going forward.
Marketplace's Scott Tong giving us a glimpse of the future. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Finally this morning.
Hello. I'm calling in regards to the ad I read in the paper.
Anyone who's seen Mrs. Doubtfire knows it can be hard finding good help. A Los Angeles entrepreneur kept hearing that complaint from friends and clients, so he started a new domestic staffing service. And now the Rent-A-Grandma agency aims to franchise nationwide, bills itself as the place to find carefully screened mature women for nannies, elder care, housekeeping, and similar jobs. One of the selling points on the Rent-A-Grandma website, women in their 50s don't text or tweet while they're watching your kids. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Chinese students spend years studying for intense college entrance exams, but once they get to campus, many of those students lose steam.
Chinese schools aren't producing this talent. In fact, maybe they're taking some very creative people and making them uncreative. And so this has tremendous economic implications.
I'm Tess Vigeland. What college burnouts mean for the Chinese economy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.